radio, land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your grace.
Straight in the yellow. And then I just, there's good news. Straight in the yellow. Good evening.
This is John in Yellow, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it's either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information. WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM. Corey McCaslin here to leap right into Geek Speak. 2020 once again has sped up the inevitable, rendering all protests from cinemas and traditionalists moot, thanks to a federal judge approving the Justice Department's plan to abolish the Paramount consent decrees. Passed in 1948 to end the Hollywood studios' near monopoly over movie theater chains, it's largely considered this won't have that great an effect due to the move to PVOD that's accelerated like a runaway baby stroller thanks to current events. Even as Peacock fizzles and Quibi becomes an industry punchline, the VOD wars continue to attract new combatants. BBC and ITV announced through The Hollywood Reporter they intend to expand BritBox across the world and have greenlit their first four original series, including Irvine Welsh's adaptation of his novel Crime, as well as A Spy Among Friends, focusing on the Cambridge Five real-life spy drama. Meanwhile, during an investor call, Discovery CEO David Zaslav announced their own services in the works, which will focus on nonfiction and unscripted content. Lastly, Bloody Disgusting is planning an ad-based platform as a free alternative slash complement to Shudder. Sky TV is making a move to address potential future production shutdowns that I could see adopted by more in the industry. When announcing production resumption on Epic's co-production Britannia and AMC co-production The Discovery of Witches, Sky Studio CEO Gary Davey said that they will have emergency endpoints built in if seasons have to be cut short because of whatever fresh hell is going on, and using the hypothetical of a 10-episode season having a plan in place to end at 6 episodes. The ramifications of multiple sexual misconduct allegations against a claim, and personally speaking, a longtime favorite of mine, comic book writer Warren Ellis have hit. After DC dropped his story for a tie-in to their current event, Dark Knight's Death Metal, it was announced the already completed fourth season of Old Recommendation Castlevania will be his last as showrunner. Like comic fans didn't need any more reason to be glad former Marvel TV chief Jeff Loeb was shown the door. At the SaveDaredevil.com online convention, Peter Shinkata, who betrayed Hand leader Nobu, said the writers had a larger, more involved plotline for him and several other Asian characters on the show that Loeb ordered abandoned because, quote, nobody cares about Chinese people and Asian people. To rebuke that, Daniel Day Kim's GoFundMe to raise the necessary funds to give legendary Chinese character actor James Hong a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has met its goal within 3 days, clearing the way for the man most famously known as Big Trouble's Lo Pan, and who has probably beat John Carradine for most film credits with 600 roles currently listed on IMDb, to get some recognition beyond, hey, it's that guy. Onward to news from the more enlightened future of Trek. Deadline reports LeVar Burton will direct doc series Two Front War, focusing on both black soldiers' experiences in the Vietnam War and the front line back home for civil rights. It has also been announced Shout Factory will release in 2021 Woman in Motion, a documentary focused on the late Nichelle Nichols' recruitment work with NASA. New Paramount film chief Emma Watts has paused development on current Trek film projects but stated it's determined the best cinematic path for what remains a top priority for the studio. Reporting from Deadline and others also finally gave some solid details on the still-in-the-mix Mark L. Smith script originally developed for Tarantino, which is a sequel to the original series episode A Piece of the Action, where pre-prime directive cultural contamination led to it becoming the Planet of the Monsters. Noah Hawley's script is a bit more of a collar-tugger, as it has a new cast dealing with an apocalyptic pandemic. So on that note, Discovery doesn't seem so dark, does it? Speaking of which, Season 3 will hit CBS Access on October 15th. Definitely writer is Star Trek Prodigy, the official name for the previously announced Nickelodeon tune that sees several kids finding an abandoned Starfleet ship to head off for adventure, which is slated for release next year. Over to the animated Galaxy Far, Far Away, Variety broke that the successor for the recently completed Clone Wars has been greenlit. Former Special Clone Trooper Squad, The Bad Batch, will get their own series showing their fate post-Clone War next year. A little bit of hinting by Aiden Ehrenreich that there's been discussions to continue solo in a non-film format dovetailed a week or so later into a rumor from the Kessel Run podcast that Donald Glover's Lando may get his own show. And now Star Wars Unity says the truth is that they're taking an idea to focus on the crime syndicates from Solo and instead make it into a full-blown continuation of Solo that would feature Lando and Darth Maul as well. Though based off a certain video and allegations on social media, I'd place money on Ray Park being replaced by voice actor Sam Witwer. The TARDIS will get a fantastic operator back, as it's been announced that Christopher Eccleston will join the ranks of every surviving doctor not named Peter Capaldi to once again play the Ninth Doctor in audio plays, which will begin releasing next year. Our first set starts off with Diana Krall's take on the gender flip, Boy from Ipanema.
Tall and slender like an Apollo, he goes walking by, and I have to follow him. The boy from Tacuarembó, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Sol y Cruz. When we meet, I feel I'm on fire and I'm breathless. Every time I inquire, how are things in Tacuarembó, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Sol y Cruz? Why, when I speak, does he vanish? Why is he acting so clannish? I wish I understood Spanish. When I tell him I think he's the end, he giggles a lot with his friend. Tall and slender, moves like a dancer, but I never seem to get any answer from the boy from Tacuarembó, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Sol y Cruz. I got the blues. Why are his trousers vermilion? His trousers are vermilion. Why
Does he claim he's Castilian? He says he's Castilian. Why? Do his friends call him Lillian? And I hear at the end of the week, he's leaving to start a boutique. Though I smile, I'm only pretending, cause I know today's the last I'll be spending with the boy from Tacuarembó, La Tumba del Fuego, Santa Malipa, Zacatecas, La Junta del Sol y Cruz. Tomorrow he sails, he's moving to Wales to live in Chlan, Vyablok, Gwyn, Gyr, Gog, Gerich, Gwyn, Drub, Chlan, Tasilio, Gog, Gog, Gog. Oh.
Diana Krall's Boy from Ipanema, followed by Italo disco giant Rigeria's Vamos a la Playa. X-Men the Animated Series producer Larry Houston told comicbook.com His proposed revival has been formally pitched to Disney Plus, and the Fastball special is now in their court. In the face of continuous setbacks, seemingly capped off with a bit of a pandemic going on, New Mutants is hell-bent on making it to theaters, recent commercials revealing it's still slated for release August 28th. It's expected, though, to hit PAVOD pretty quickly afterwards, and this is just due to contractual obligations. Director Josh Boone also laid out his original plans for a trilogy, saying the cut for time and budget alien member Warlock would have been the focus of the second film, and the third would have adapted the classic X-Men crossover storyline Inferno. Speaking of delays, it's been announced the start of the Disney Plus side of the MCU has been pushed back to next year. Heat Vision reporting WandaVision will cast its spell in spring 2021, while Falcon and Winter Soldier is being reported by The Wrap as delayed to an unknown date. More welcome news is that Nia DaCosta will follow up her Peele-produced Candyman revival by charting Carol Danvers' next course in Captain Marvel 2. Another day, another live-action Disney remake. Deadline reports Tom Hanks is in talk to portray Geppetto in Robert Zemeckis' remake of their adaptation of Pinocchio. It's also been revealed the name of the Beauty and the Beast Disney Plus spinoff focusing on Luke Evans and Josh Gad's Gaston and LeFou will be called Little Town. Ending this segment with some fantasy news, website Recapped reports casting has begun for the leads of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, as they seek actresses to portray Rhaenyra Targaryen and her stepmother-slash-rival Alicent Hightower, indicating this will indeed at least start off with the Dance of Dragons. Netflix, meanwhile, is fleshing out their own fantasy hits origins with the announcement of The Witcher Blood Origin miniseries prequel. Finally, the OneRing.net confirmed Amazon's Lord of the Rings prequel series will, as expected, heavily focus on Galadriel, Elrond, and Sauron. Now here's James Brown and the Fabulous Flames with Why Do You Do Me?
Why did it happen this way? Someone has taken my place. No one to share my embrace. Why do you do me like you do? I give my heart to you like no one else could do. I'm just so lonely and blue. Oh, oh, why do you do me like you do? Inside me, there is no one else for you. Oh, deep down inside me, there is no one else for you. I give my heart to you. I know one else could do. So lonely and blue. Oh, why do you do me like you do?
Pull that bass up a little bit, my mind. And pull up them drums, little hi-hat. I wanna hear them drums kicking. Kicking so hard, it can feel it way back in Mississippi. Yeah, like that. Oh, yeah, like that.
All you ever
get. And a little more this time. Come on, fellas, let's do it.
Spending all my time trying to show.
Can do for you. I feel like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, yeah,
I can't see myself out. That's why I hang around. All you ever give me is the blues.
Set started with Why Do You Do Me from James Brown and the Fabulous Flames, followed by Tony's The Blues. Shifting into this report's rundown of what's getting remade, we start with some news on a promising docudrama. Deadline reports Ben Affleck is writing and directing an adaptation of Sam Wasson's book The Big Goodbye, which told the behind-the-scenes story of the making of Chinatown. Movie too iconic to remake? Just do a prequel. All the Bright Places director Brett Haley will helm Summer Lovin', which will tell the story of that summer break romance between Danny and Sandy before they return to Rydell High in Greece. Needle Nose Ned himself revealed the Groundhog Day loop may resume on TV screens, as on the production meeting podcast, Stephen Tobolowsky said that a producer of Goldberg's spinoff School told him they're working on a TV version of the Murray Ramis classic. Deadline announced that Brad Dourif will still be your best friend till the end, returning to voice Chucky on the upcoming TV series show run by franchise veteran Don Mancini. Miramax TV is going back to where it began, domestically speaking, for Guillermo del Toro, picking up a TV remake of his first U.S. feature, the giant intelligent cockroaches monster flick Mimic. Paul W.S. Anderson will produce. In what could be charitably described as scraping the bottom, a couple of movies ranging from I Like It and Even I Won't Call It a Cult Classic Like They Are, and Wow, Totally Forgot That Was Made, are getting TV reboots. The first is Stay Tuned, the John Ritter-Pam Dauber paranormal comedy wherein the former Jack and Mindy were teleported into a cable network run by the devil. I like the original, I really do, but come on, guys. In the no really categories is the Wraps report that TNT/TBS is developing a TV sequel to the 1985 movie Daryl about a kid robot created by the government. Tony Hale of Veep and Arrested Development will betray the adult bot in what is admittedly a self-aware sitcom with the tagline, "The boy nobody wanted has become the man no one needs," in the TV adaptation no one asked for. So, Hollywood, can we arrange a meeting about my dark and gritty reboot of Sylvester Stallone's Oscar? Speaking of stuff nobody wanted, Sony is developing a Who's the Boss revival with Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano reprising their roles, and fellow surviving castmates Judith Light and Danny Bentaro expected to appear. But yeah, even as a kid whose taste hadn't become refined, I knew the best thing about it was the late Katherine Hellman. On the heels of picking up Beavis and Butthead, Clone High, and Daria spinoff Jodie, Comedy Central announced they're also bringing back Ren and Stimpy, with Billy West and other creators from the original show returning, but obviously no John Kay. Which, even leaving aside he's a POS sexual predator, is for the better given how well his revival of it in the 2000s went. Kevin Smith will finally get his shot at Green Hornet, announcing he's working with production company Wildbrain on an animated series about the crime fighter posing as a crime supplier. Finishing this segment with a callback to my Joel Schumacher tribute last month, Sci-Fi Wire revealed his best movie will be trotting the board sometime in the future. A Lost Boys Story will be a stage musical telling the story of Kiefer Sutherland's character David, from arriving in America to being turned into a vamp to recruiting the rest of his family while heading towards California for his destined battle with the Corys. G. Tom Mack, composer of the theme song Cry Little Sister, has finished a score, which is already available on Spotify, and says Schumacher was consulting on the project up to his passing. Now we'll be taking a heavy path through the bottom of the hour, starting with Exciter's World War III.
is going to happen. It will linger in your mind forever. Let this carry you wherever, wherever. Triggering the unconscious power. Removing all your inhibitions. Releasing complete freedom of thought. Sensations of every sense will prevail. With this you will see everything. Triggering the unconscious power.
Geek on WGXC. Our last set began with World War III by Exciter, followed by Unconscious Power by I, Ron Butterfly, and concluded with Guns N' Roses' Garden of Eden. Now here's Jim Safford to sing about the Swamp Witch.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do. Kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Shadows fill the sky. There came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. There ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party of 10 of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, don't come looking again.
Supernatural cowboy, and he dressed up kind of strange. And at first, I didn't see him being out there on the run. Yeah, but that old hat that he's wearing is shining brighter than the sun. And when my eyes adjusted to the flashing of a smile, I saw his invitation. Say, come on, Barry, we'll go riding for a while. We rode along together for more than half a day. Right through the changing weather, the sky was all turned gray. Chilly winds were blowing,
old cold was cutting deep. Yeah, then it started snowing. Trail was getting steep. I was just about to turn around, head back the way we came. Somehow, without a sound, I heard him call my name. And looking up, I saw that we was high up on this ridge. And he took me by my arm, led me right over to the edge. Yeah, I was so scared I couldn't find a single word to say. You know, there's 10,000 feet of empty air, and it's just about an inch away. But a million miles was out beyond the waving of his hand. I was looking through his eyes, right into another man. He said, this is my father's ranch, as far as you can see. He made it out of nothing, every branch, every tree. The stars, all the mountains, rivers, and streams. The oceans, the fountains, and the valley of your dreams. I know that place you're looking for, that place you long to be. The truth is, I'm the only door. You're gonna have to pass through me. Bending back, I tipped my hat to look him in the eye. But he just smiled, gave me confidence. Go ahead and try. It was now or never, and I knew I had to start. So I took that step, and I went falling straight in through his heart. The first thing that I noticed, coming out the other side, hey, all my fears had vanished. He taught me how to fly. Oh yeah, there's a cosmic cowboy, and he rides a starry range. He's a supernatural plowboy, he is dressed up kind of strange. To think I nearly missed him, and out there on the run. That old hat that he's wearing is shining right into the sun. Yeah, when my eyes adjusted to the flashing of a smile, I saw his invitation say, come on, Barry, we'll go riding for a while. Oh.
The penultimate set of today's show began with Swamp Witch by Jim Stafford, and then you heard Mr. Eve of Destruction, Barry McGuire, singing about a cosmic cowboy. Today's final set starts with Sasha's Mysterious Times.
Pandora's David, China, Joni Ray, South Pacific, Weather Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Jim McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe, Rosenberg's H-Bomb, Sugar Ray, Pin Majom, Brando, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower, vaccine and lens, got a new queen, Marshall, you know, Liberace, Santana, goodbye. We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Joseph Stalin, Malenka, Nesserin, Prokofiev, Rockefeller, Campanella, come in this block. Road Cone, Wim Perun, Tuscany, and Dacron, then Ben Foo Falls, rock around the clock. Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team. Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland, Bart of Budapest, Alabama, Khrushchev, Princess Grace, Pete and Place, Trouble in the Suez. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Little Rock, Pasternak, Mickey Mantle, Kerouac, Sputnik, Showing Lay, Bridge on the River Quay, Lebanon, Charles de Gaulle, California baseball, stuck with the homicide, children of the little my Buddy Holly, Ben Hur, Space Monkey, Martha, Hula Hope, Castro, Isla's a no-go. You two, Seaman Reed, Palin, Kennedy, Chubba, Czechoslovakia, Belgians in the Congo. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light, but we tried to fight it. Hemingway, Ackman, Stringer in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs, Invasion, Lawrence of Arabia, British Bitterminia, Ole Miss, Doom, Glenn, Listen Beats, Patterson, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician, sex, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light, but we tried to fight it. Birth control, achievement, Richard Nixon back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Begin, Reagan, Penn, Lesnar, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Charlie Ride, Heavy Metal Suicide, Foreign Deaths, Homeless Vets, Ace Crack, Benny Gets, Hypodermics on the Shores, China's under Marching Low, Rockin' Roller Cola Wars, I can't take it anymore. We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, but when we are gone, it will still burn on and on and on and on.
Lights out, guerrilla radio. sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
The final set began with Mysterious Times by Sash, followed by a speech synthesis imagining of how We Didn't Start the Fire would go if rapped by Jay-Z, and ended with Sophia Eurista and Brass Against the Machine's Blister and Take on Guerrilla Radio. Thanks for listening, stay safe, we'll be fading out with Future Bound's remix of Snap's The Cult of Snap.
Thank you.